Hello, and welcome to today's readings of selections from the brand new August-September issue of Audiophile magazine. On today's program, you'll hear from Audiophile editor and founder Robin Whitten about the positive value of audiobooks during our isolation due to the COVID-19 pandemic. I also have our editor's selections of four big summer listens before we have our regular feature, Listening With, Nancy Pearl, a librarian from Seattle, Washington. Then we have seven mini reviews of audiobooks for kids about kindness and caring, as well as a few reviews in children and family listening. Let's get right to it. Audiobooks and isolation. Over the last few months, many of us have developed a new understanding of isolation. We may have been isolated from family, friends, or colleagues, or all of the above. The challenges of the COVID-19 pandemic have affected us all, changing home and work environments and the basic routines of life. Audiobooks have taken on new significance for both listeners and for the narrators of audiobooks. Isolation plays a role for both groups. Audiobook narrators are accustomed to isolation, as they are primarily alone in the recording booth. Since March, even narrators who record in commercial studios have made adjustments to home studios. They don't call recording rooms isolation booths for nothing. The quarantine has affected everyone to working even more alone. Narrator Joe Arden wrote me about the beautiful irony of an industry for which quarantine, isolation, is an occupational hazard, being able to connect and reach so many people during a global quarantine. The listening experience created by narrators is passed on to an audience that is also isolated. Audiobooks have provided a balm, a diversion, and an escape for countless listeners. Some families have found new value in entertainment with shared audiobook listening. Don't smart home devices like Alexa or Google Home make that easy? For some of our essential workers, the solace of storytelling has brought relief after long, stress-filled hours. A nurse in Houston shared her appreciation and gratitude to a narrator. "There are more days than not when I get off work and I just have to break down and cry. But then I put on my headset, pick up on one of your audiobooks, and for a few hours I have an escape, a reprieve of sorts. I'm able to relax and just let go." In another message, a listener says that audiobooks give her an escape without going out. The use of audiobooks for listeners of all ages has surged in the last few months. And responding to the closure of schools, publishers have worked with companies like Overdrive to provide school programs with thousands of free audiobooks. At Audiophile, we have seen welcome spikes in audiophilemagazine.com visitors and print subscription requests. We are pleased that more and more listeners are looking for our recommendations to make their listening choices. Our Audiophile reviewers have been busy as well. Some have increased listening and reviewing time, while others lost their commute listening time due to the quarantine. We appreciate the duality of the isolation of the creative recording process and the resulting listening experiences that lighten the isolation caused by the pandemic. Thank you to the narrators for the joy and escape you bring us. That's from Robin Whitten, editor and founder of Audiophile magazine. And here are the recommendations for four big summer listens. The first book is All Adults Here by Emma Straub, read by Emily Rankin. Emily Rankin's expressive narration and graceful tone guide listeners through the sympathetic story of the extended Strick family, whose members reside in a fictitious upper-middle-class town in the Hudson Valley. Anyone who has ever been part of an extended family, either as a parent, child, sibling, aunt, uncle, or grandparent, will find much that is familiar here. Rankin superbly distinguishes three generations, giving each character a unique and compelling persona. She expresses their rich emotional texture and exposes their vulnerabilities and longings. Listeners may even shed a tear or two as Rankin evokes the powerful scenes in which family members come to better understand and support one another. A relatable story and an absorbing listen. That review from Michelle Ritholtz is from All Adults Here by Emma Straub, read by Emily Rankin. It's available from Penguin Audio for 11 hours of unabridged listening. Here's what narrator Emily Rankin has to say. Emma Straub's richly complicated characters share one thing in common. Who they are inside doesn't quite match up with how everyone else sees them. It reminded me to use the fact that people make subtle, often unconscious shifts in how they act or even sound, depending on who's listening. And that was from narrator Emily Rankin. Our second book is Take a Hint, Danny Brown, The Brown Sisters, Book 2 by Talia Hibbert, read by Ione Butler. Ione Butler narrates the story of a charming romance between a driven doctoral student and a grumpy but secretly romantic security guard. Butler perfectly delivers both the snark and the swoons, making for a truly delightful experience. Danny Brown is deeply unhappy when she unwittingly ends up part of a viral hashtag. But Zafir Ansari, the other half of the hashtag, thinks he can put it to good use and persuades Danny to pretend to be in a relationship with him. Butler captures Danny's arch tone and wry sense of humor, along with Zaf's seemingly endless compassion and patience. Both Danny and Zaf have deep pain in their pasts, but they deal with it in different ways, and Butler easily teases out the nuances of their personality. Katie Poley wrote that review of Take a Hint, Danny Brown, The Brown Sisters, Book 2 by Talia Hibbert. It's read by Ione Butler, and it's available from Harper Audio for 10 hours of unabridged listening. Here's what narrator Ione Butler has to say. I can relate to Danny, as many times I've held myself back or have not taken a risk or spoken my truth for fear of being hurt, which resulted in me not getting what I wanted. And that was narrator Ione Butler. Our third big summer listen is The Vanishing Half by Britt Bennett, read by Shayna Small. Narrator Shayna Small's affecting performance brings listeners into the complex world of African-American identical twins. As teens in the post-war years in Louisiana, they run away from home, choosing two very different paths. Stella, taking advantage of a white businessman's attentions, opts to pass as white, erasing all connections to her birth family. Desiree, however, marries the blackest man she can, eventually returning home to live with her mother. Small's soft voice and measured delivery allow listeners the space to absorb the many consequences of the twins' choices, including Stella's constant fear of discovery, Desiree's burdens of responsibility, and their trickle-down effects on their own daughters. This audiobook about the search for self-identity as underscored by race, socioeconomics, and family will prompt timely conversation. Candace Levy wrote that review of The Vanishing Half by Britt Bennett, read by Shayna Small. It's available from Penguin Audio for 11.5 hours unabridged. Here's what narrator Shayna Small has to say. Bennett's captivating language does all the heavy lifting, which frees me up to fully live in each character as they all confront America's long history of colorism. And that was from narrator Shayna Small. And our fourth book today is Network Effect, Murder Diaries, Book 5 by Martha Wells. It's read by Kevin R. Free. Kevin R. Free narrates the first full-length Murderbot novel after four previous novellas. Once again, Murderbot has to rescue its humans from the idiotic mess they have gotten themselves into when it really would rather be left alone to watch its media in peace. Narrator Free perfectly captures the acerbic, exasperated tone of Murderbot that makes it so relatable. He also voices a cast of myriad humans, many of whom will be familiar from previous installments. While it can be difficult to keep track of the finer points of the complex plot, his narration keeps everything moving along briskly and enjoyably until all of the pieces click into place with the inevitable precision and logic of an episode of World Hoppers. Katie Poley wrote that review of Network Effects, Murderbot Diaries, Book 5 by Martha Wells. It's read by Kevin R. Free, and it's available from Recorded Books for 12.75 hours of unabridged listening. And this is just a reminder that you are listening to the August-September issue of Audiophile magazine. It's the magazine that wants you to discover the world of audiobooks. Okay, let's take a little look at Listening With Nancy Pearl, librarian and author from Seattle, Washington. Book lover Nancy Pearl may be a latecomer to audiobooks, but now she's listening a lot. The only two things I'm doing during this whole COVID thing are that I'm walking 7.5 miles every day and then doing jigsaw puzzles, both of which are great for listening. She tells us pretty much anything British. I love Nancy's new book, The Writer's Library, releases September 8th, and her book tour, alas, will be virtual. Of course, there will be an audiobook. Jennifer Dowell wrote that Listening With Nancy Pearl, librarian and author of Seattle, Washington. Now we'll turn our attention to audiobooks and literacy. Seven Kids Audiobooks About Kindness and Caring by Sonia Cole. As we continue social distancing, we might not be able to visit others or invite them over for meals, but we can let people know that we care in lots of ways. Maybe write a letter or send a care package to an older relative, or decorate your door, or leave a thank you note for a delivery person, or even start a wish tree in your neighborhood. Or maybe most importantly, be patient with the people sharing your close quarters right now. We all could use a little extra kindness, so I hope these audiobooks provide a jumping-off point to help your family come up with new ways to be kind and care for others. We have seven mini-reviews. Here's our first one, Thank You, Omu, by Org Mora, read by Lakita James. Narrator Lakita James brings a fresh joy to this engaging story of friendship, sharing, and community. Listeners hear the sadness in Omu's voice when she realizes that she has given away all the stew she made for her dinner, and happiness when her neighbors unexpectedly return to show their gratitude. Here's the second one, A Sick Day for Amos McGee by Philip C. Stead, read by Jim Dale. Consummate narrator Jim Dale brings this story of kindness and empathy to life for little listeners. When zookeeper Amos gets sick with a cold, his animal friends make the journey to his home to help him get through his hard time. Next we have Last Stop on Market Street by Matt De La Pena, read by Lizanne Mitchell. Author Matt De La Pena and narrator Lizanne Mitchell are a winning combination in this story of CJ, an African-American boy, and his Nana as they take the bus after Sunday church to help people in need. Our next book is Ping by Annie Castillo, read by Caitlin Kelly. Caitlin Kelly's thoughtful, inquisitive tone entreats listeners to carefully consider both the pings they give, like a smile, a song, or a gesture, and how they accept the pongs they get back. Next, we have Coo by Kayla Noel, read by Jesse Valinsky. Raised by pigeons after being abandoned as a baby, 11-year-old Coo has never interacted with other humans. That changes when a kind widow named Tully discovers her starving and takes her home. Valinsky's narration complements the text. Coo's sweet little girl voice is perfectly suited to her innocence of the human world, and Tully's kindness shines through her warm voice. Our next book about kindness and caring is Charlotte's Web by E.B. White. This version is read by Meryl Streep, January Lavoie, Kirby Hayborn, McLeod Andrews, and a full cast. Meryl Streep and a stellar cast take us to the barnyard where the spider Charlotte demonstrates the true meaning of kindness and friendship. You may already be familiar with the story, but this new audio production is the perfect excuse to revisit it. Every portrayal of every character, major and minor, bursts with personality. And our final mini review today is Wish Tree by Catherine Applegate, read by Nancy Lenari. Nancy Lenari engages listeners with the authoritative viewpoint of Red, the Wish Tree, who watches over the neighborhood with tenderness and concern for the humans who hang wishes from her branches. And that is Audiobooks and Literacy, 7 Kids Audiobooks About Kindness and Caring. To repeat, Thank You, Omu, by Hachette Audio, unabridged, ages 4 through 6. A Sixth Day for Amos McGee, Macmillan Audio, ages 4 through 6. Last Stop on Market Street, Recorded Books, unabridged, ages 4 through 6. Ping, Hachette Audio, unabridged, ages 4 through 6. Coo, Harper Audio, unabridged, ages 4 through 8. Charlotte's Web, Listening Library, unabridged family listening, and Wish Tree, Listening Library, ages 10 and up. Now we'll turn our attention to reviews in children and family listening. And our first review today is an Earphones winner, and as you know, Audiophile awards earphones to truly exceptional presentations that excel in all the following criteria: narrative voice and style, vocal characterizations, appropriateness for the audio format, and enhancement of the text. Our first audiobook earphones winner in children and family listening is The Good Hawk, Shadow Sky, Book 1 by Joseph Elliott. The earphones winner go to Gary Furlong and Fiona Hardingham. The first in a trilogy, this tale set in mythic Scotland features two engaging characters brought to life through Fiona Hardingham and Gary Furlong's alternating narrations. Hardingham is masterful at sharing Agatha's worldview with listeners. A brave, fierce hawk, she is proud of her job patrolling the walls of her island home. However, some say she's given the work to occupy her during her Down syndrome-like disability. Ultimately, the unlikely heroes Agatha and Jamie embark on a perilous journey to save their people. The narrators give the characters wonderful Scottish inflections and skillfully build suspense while developing this duo into a unique new heroes whom listeners will want to succeed. Jesse Grierson wrote that review of The Good Hawk, Shadow Sky, Book 1 by Joseph Elliott, an earphones winner, read by Gary Furlong and Fiona Hardingham. Our next review in Children and Family Listen is Sal and Gabby Fix the Universe, Sal and Gabby, Book 2 by Carlos Hernandez, It's an Earphones winner, read by Anthony Ray Perez. You didn't think that middle schoolers Sal and Gabby could manipulate the multiverse without there being consequences, did you? Narrator Anthony Ray Perez's lively performance brings listeners right back to Miami's Bleco Academy. In this sequel that picks up where Sal and Gabby break the universe left off. The universe is in trouble, and so is the school play that the Culeco school students are putting on for parent-teacher night. Switching seamlessly between English and Spanish and giving voice to a large cast of characters, including a sentient talking toilet, Perez delivers the fast-paced action, warmly depicted families and friendships, and abundant and hilarious middle-grade humor, as Sal and Gabby use all of their resources in all of the universes to save the day. This fun and funny series is a must-listen. Jen Dowell wrote that review of Sal and Gabby Fix the Universe, Sal and Gabby, Book 2, by Carlos Hernandez. It's an Earphones winner, read by Anthony Ray Perez, and it's available from Listening Library for 11 hours unabridged, ages 8 and up. Our next review today is Wink by Rob Harrell, read by Michael Crouch and Mark Thompson, and it's an Earphones winner. Michael Crouch's first-person narration is spot-on as Ross endures treatment for eye cancer, plus the normal awkwardness and humiliation that come with seventh grade. Crouch manages to make Ross seem vulnerable without making him pitiful, because Ross does not want pity. He just wants to be normal. While emotionally expressive of Ross's anger and frustration, Crouch also perfectly depicts Ross's and his friends' lively humor. Especially wonderful are the illustrated interludes of Ross's alter ego, Bat Pig. The comic panels from the text are performed as radio plays, with Mark Thompson providing an exaggerated announcer voice and silly voices for Bat Pig's adversaries. Sound effects mark the occasional curse word, making this audiobook funny despite the real obstacles Ross is overcoming. Sonia Cole wrote that review of Wink by Rob Harrell, read by Michael Crouch. It's available from It's an Earphones winner, and it's available from Listening Library for 6.5 hours unabridged, ages 10 and up. Next, we have Stand Up Yumi Chung by Jessica Kim, read by Greta Jung. Narrator Greta Jung's exuberant voice captures the honesty and humor and conflict in Kim's poignant narrative. Yumi's hardworking immigrant parents want her to attend Hagwon, a prestigious scholarship. But when she stumbles into a comedy camp led by her favorite YouTuber, she can't stop herself from joining. Jung's pacing captures Yumi's stress and exhilaration as she struggles to balance her dreams and her family's expectations. Precise characterizations shine in conversations between Yumi and her parents, sister, and friends. The story explores cultures as characters work to understand one another, and Yumi seeks to find her voice. As the action builds to a stirring conclusion, Jung's delivery, Kim's writing are a winning combination. Kate McDonald wrote that review of Stand Up Yumi Chung by Jessica Kim. It's an Earphones winner, read by Greta Jung. It's available from Listening Library for 6 hours of unabridged listening. Next today in Children and Family Listening, we have When Stars Are Scattered. It's an Earphones winner, written by Victoria Jameson, Omar Mohammed, and read by Faisal Ahmed, Barhad Abdi, Robin Miles, and a full cast. Skillful soundscaping and a full cast heighten the atmosphere and emotion in this audiobook, inspired by the childhood of co-author Omar Mohammed. The story follows young Omar, a Somali boy living in a Kenyan refugee camp, where he cares for his brother, studies hard, and tries to balance his hope of resettlement against grim reality. Narrator Faisal Ahmed is thoroughly sympathetic as Omar and his mellifluous rolled R's stand gentle tones, adding to the intimacy of the narration. The chorus of additional voices emphasizes the caring community that surround Omar. Ambient noises and sound effects, from boisterous classroom chatter to evening cricket song, further envelop listeners. Collectively, it's a moving and memorable experience. Rebecca Honeycutt wrote that review of When Stars Are Scattered by Victoria Jameson and Omar Mohammed. It's an earphones winner read by Faisal Ahmed, Barhad Abdi, and Robin Miles, and a full cast. And it's available from Listening Library for 3.75 hours unabridged, ages 8 and up. Well, that's our show for today, but I hope you'll plan to tune in next time when we have our editor's picks of the most intriguing audiobook releases for August and September. We'll have Thomas Walken's column, Learning by Ear, with reviews about things we haven't learned yet, as well as reviews in personal growth. So until next time, thanks for listening.